The mice with Reuven, and of course, where he mixed up his father's bed, or maybe he's even had relations with his father's Pilegish, with Bilhah. So it's a questionable episode, Nikra. It's read in Shulva, Lomatar game, but not translated. Mice at Tomer, the episode with Yud and Tomer, Nikra, Umitar game, and it is translated. Less controversial. Mice Egel or Rishon. The Maisa Egel, the beginning part, Nikra Matargim, is read and it's translated. Hasheni, the second part, Nikra Velo Matargim, is read and not translated. Birkas Konim, Maisa David Amnon, Birkas Konim, interestingly enough, you'd figure Birkas Konim was not so controversial. But Birkas Konim and the Maisa David and Amnon, that's really Amnon and Tamar number two, right? That was the episode with... with the brother and sister who, he forcibly raped her, etc. Lo nikrim v'lo matargamin, they're not read, nor are they translated. It's very interesting because Birkas Kohanim is, of course, in Chumash. And according to this, you actually would not read it even in the Chumash itself. And we're going to discuss this issue. Says Mora, Ksiv, it says, Asher chachomim yagidu, the chachomim, it's actually a Gemara which appears in the Yerushalmi in such great detail. It's about Reuven and Yehuda conceded their sins. Chachamim told over, v'lo kachadu me'avosam, and they did not hide from their fathers. In other words, Reuven and Yehuda conceded their sins. Maschar natlu akach, what reward did they receive on this, even in this world? Lehem levada nit na'aretz, to them themselves they were given the land. Yehuda got, interesting, Korban Eidah, he says Yehuda got the kingship in Israel proper. Reuven got his portion first before all the other tribes because he got in Aver Yarden. So Reuven and Yehuda got their portion of the land with immediacy. Lov and Zar B'tochem, and no foreigner passed among them. Here the Korban Eidah says, talking about the world to come, eventual division when mentioned in Yechezkel, when Reuven and Yehuda will be neighbors in the redivision of the land of Israel. Ezu Maisa Egel Rishon. What is the Maisa Egel which came from Maisa Egel Shay? What is the part of the Egel which is considered to be the second part, which is read but not translated? Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shem Rishon Levi said, Mitshuva Sheishi Moshe Sam, from the rebuke which Moshe gave Aaron when he asked him what's going on. Ar Kipro Aaron Lashimto command, it says that Aaron made the nation wild to be a blotch upon those who rose them, whatever exactly those words mean. Lashimtzer become ma'am. So in any event, that's the part which is not translated. Chanani bar Shlomo b'shem Rab said, "Mitshuva sheishivar," not from Moshe's rebuke, but from Aaron's response to the rebuke. They both are more or less the same thing. The reason why we don't read these psukim is that these psukim are according to the Kor Ritbaz's interpretation, they say Aaron said Yotza Egel Azeh, this calf came out of the fire, which sounds like blasphemy. It sounds like that calf could come out on its own. So therefore, since the calf came out on its own, it sounds terrible and sounds like there's power for kshafim, for witchcraft and sorcery. So therefore, we read and we don't translate it. Okay, now that's the Maisa Egel Asheni. Rabbi Yaakov, B'Shem Rabbi Ba, continues. He says that there's another part which you don't drink, which is Umach Hashem Yasama. Now, this pasuk actually is divided in half by telling us the first part of the pasuk you translate, because it says Vayigof Hashem Yasamo, Hashem afflicted this nation, and he gives a translation of that, because with that we probably do translate. Umach Hashem Yasama, Hashem smote his nation. But the second part of the pasuk we don't translate, it says that they made the eagle which Aaron made. Now, the reason why we don't read this is because this is considered to be unfair. It sounds like it's unfair. It sounds that the nation got afflicted because of the eagle that Aaron made. A chutzpah. What fair? That's not fair. Aaron made it, but he got off scot-free and the nation suffered. It's not fair. So therefore, we don't read it in order that people shouldn't question the fairness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this matter. Okay? Now, Mar Ukvan, B'Shem Rabbanan Taman, Mar Ukvan, the name of the rabbis in Bavel, said that the reason why Well, this is going back to the Mishnah. The reason why the Maisa of Reuven is not translated, right, and the Maisa Egel is translated. Now, not the second part, but the first part is. In other words, the Maisa Egel itself is translated. We just don't translate either the part about the Egel coming out of the fire or the part about Aaron not having been smitten down with the plague. But the bulk of the Maisa Egel we translate. Why is that? As opposed to Maisa Reuven? Because Lo Dome Gnai Yochi B'Tzibor, there's no comparison between the embarrassment suffered by an individual who's exposed to the public, the Gnai Tzibor B'Tzibor, and the embarrassment of a community in public. In other words, the embarrassment of an individual degraded in public is far worse than the embarrassment of a community degraded in public. Do you see the difference? Community degraded in public, so it's like, you know, shared sorrow is not as terrible, right? But if an individual is degraded in public, it's much worse. So therefore, we don't want to degrade Reuven personally in public, so that's why you don't translate him. Whereas Amisel is making the ego, we do translate. The Meshech Chachma has a couple of interesting things on this. He says that, first of all, actually the Ritbaz already says that that's why Birkas Kohanim, we don't really, it says here that let me come down in a second, but that's before I get to Ritbaz. Meshul Chochma says, first of all, he says that by the chatas of a per individual we hide it. In other words, it says b'mukom asher yishacheta ola yishacheta chatos, we make the chatos the same place where the ola is made, or people won't realize it's bringing a chatos. And the reason why that is so, as opposed to the chatos when the nation sins, you make it public by burning it outside the three machanas. You take it mechutz l'machane and you burn it, and obviously very few korbanos do it, only chatos. So he says the reason, this is the same reason, because for an individual, it's very embarrassing to be degraded in public. So therefore we make him do the chatos in a place which is somewhat secluded and misleading. But for the tzibur, on the contrary, they should be embarrassed, and it's not so terrible if they get embarrassed, and it's good if they get embarrassed for that matter, because that way they'll achieve some kapara. So therefore we publicize it. And then he says an interesting thing. He says furthermore, he says that this is not really directly related to this, but he says the reason why the B'nai Yisrael's Parsha is read and translated is because they never got kapara. Because it says every generation has a little bit of the peronis of the cheta ego. And therefore we read it and we translate it, let them be continue to be embarrassed in order to achieve kapara. But Aaron, he was miskaper. It says that when Aaron was appointed as a Kohen, it's because he would achieve kapara. So therefore we don't translate his part, because it would be much very degrading for him, and he doesn't need that degradation anymore since his kapara has been achieved.
Actually, we had the Yerushalmi mention that prior Masechta, that the chet of the eagle continues throughout every generation.
Mm-hmm. Right, so he connects it to his Gemara as well. Now, the Ritbaz says, look at the next line in the Gemara. V'asyo kihi dam rabbi chavu shem rav chuna. This goes like Rav Chel was the name Rav Chuna Birkas Kohanim Nikros V'lo Metargamos. In our Mishnah, it says you don't read Birkas Kohanim at all. The Rabbi Chel B'Chuna said that you read it but you don't translate it. So the Gemara says that's like Mar Ukvon. What's the problem with bringing Birkas Kohanim according to this version? Birkas Kohanim is a gnai. It's embarrassing. Why is Birkas Kohanim embarrassing? Because it says you saw Hashem Ponav Elechav Seim L'chol Shalom. You saw Hashem Ponim means Hashem will grant you favor, he'll grace you, and that means that you guys don't really deserve it. You're a bunch of stinkers, but God is going to grace you anyway. That's what Birkas Kohanim means. So it's a gnai to Am Yisrael, the whole concept of Birkas Kohanim. That you have to have the bracha of Hashem being nosei ponim, favoring you despite the fact that you don't deserve it. So therefore, it's a gnai. So really, we shouldn't read it at all like the Mishnah says, because it's very, very bad, big gnai. But he says it's a gnai of the tzibur, so it's not as bad. It's a gnai of the tzibur, so therefore we read it and we don't translate it. So he doesn't agree with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that we read it and we don't translate it. Rabbi Bar Kohen, boy kum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Bar Kohen asks it for Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason to talk about our Mishnah? Which says he doesn't even read Birkas Kohanim. Amalei, so he said, Kotav Varchu. He says, "Here's our custom." It says, "This way you shall bless. You shall bless." The bracha nitla v'lo nitna l'kriya was given for bracha, not given for laning.
But it's in the Chumash.
So, remember, Yerushalmi said you can have three lane the same three psukim seven times and be yosi the chiyah of laning. So Yerushalmi doesn't hold yet to be mashlim the kriyas haTorah every year.
So, what does the Bavli do with this Mishnah?
When we get the Megillah and the Bavli, we'll find out. I believe there's a different gears in the Bavli in the Mishnah, but that it says Mikros v'lo matarig mikros. The Nusach of the Bavli is the Pnei Moshe says. The nusach of the Bavli in the Mishnah is nikra v'lo matargim. Okay, like the nusach over here. So that's what Pnei Moshe says when I'm off of the bottom. Okay, so the Bavli doesn't have to deal with it because it had different gears in the Mishnah. All right, v'maftir merkava. This is of course a big question: why we maftir the merkava this morning? Everybody knows the answer. It's because everybody's asleep. But theoretically, one is not supposed to do it after the merkava. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't permit it. Rabbi Lezmer, Eim Aftir, Bohodat, Yushalayim, Estava. So we don't do the Aftorah of tell Yushalayim its repugnant deeds, which is obviously must be, I've never learned that capital in the Yechezko, must be a very, very negative one about Yushalayim. Rabbi Lezmer, Eim Aftir, Bohodat, Yushalayim, Estava. So Maisa, Bechot, Chief, Tir, Bohodat, Yushalayim, Estava. So as long as I went slain that Aftorah, Amalur Blazer said, Yenachosayish, let that guy go. For Yeda, but that was said, Shlimo, know the repugnant deeds of his own mother. But Klachov, and they checked him, and he was a mamzer. Found that he was a mamzer. So somebody who reads Aftorahs like that, better be careful. Now, period. That's basically the end of Masechet Megillah as we know it. Now, once since Masechet Megillah said a lot to do about Sefer Torah and Tefillin and stuff like that, so I figured, why not? Let's throw in some mezuzah. V'dom mezuzah. It's totally out of left field. V'dom mezuzah. Hechen yavin lo. Where do you put a mezuzah? Yavin lo hecho. So Rav Zeir and Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel said, Mishlisho shlosho v'mishlosho. You put it, mishalsho, you divide the door in thirds. V'noso b'tchishlisho, you put it at the beginning of the top third. Okay? Rav Chelba B'Shem Rav Chuna said, Chaitas ha-Pesach. First you divide the opening in half. V'mishalsho, then you divide each half in thirds, so now the door is divided in six. But no sub shlisha tachton, and you put it at the bottom of the lowest third in the top half. Do you get that? In other words, you put it also two thirds up because it's at the top of the lowest third in the top half, which is 4/6 up of the door. So it's the same thing, right? Let's say you put it in the top third or the top 2/6. So it seems to be the same thing. So it says the Gemara, my banana, what's the difference between the two pants? Broken mezuzah banana, the question is where the mezuzah begins. Does it begin at the top third and go higher? Or does it begin below that and reach the top third? So the one where it's put it at the top third means that you go to the bottom of the mezuzah is at the beginning of the top third and it stretches up from there. The other mandavar holds that the top of the mezuzah is at the top third and stretches down from there. That's the machlokas between the two of them. Says the Gemara, Bal Tavre, Yisho, Alu Rav Yitzchak Agatzmo. You have to imagine this. Yisho Shago, if you have a tall gate, where do you put the mezuzah? Amleza said, no, so can I say for you, put it opposite your shoulders. Base Medrash Rabbi Chanina, which was tall, Avi Kane, they did it that way, they put it opposite the shoulders. Rabbi Yerushalayim Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak said, Base Mezuzah Stosho Rebbe, the Mezuzah of Rebbe, the Mezuzah case, Ayasuk Kamin Nagar, it was like a nail, in which it was horizontal, not vertical. Okay? Taya B'delos, what happens if you tie it to hang a Mezuzah on the door itself, not on the doorpost? Sakona, dangerous because it can knock around and hit you. And Chamber Mitzvah is no mitzvah either because it's not on the doorpost. Chakir Barosh Makel, what if you put it on you made a portable mezuzah. Took a stick and you drilled a hole on top of the stick and you put a mezuzah in there. Wherever you went, you stuck that stick next to the doorway. So it's a portable mezuzah, right?
We put tape in it back then.
But we didn't have that back then. Velcro. Should have said Velcro. You put it in a place where it's not proper for it, meaning in a doorway, it's a sakana shein bo mitzvah. It's a sakana and there's no mitzvah in it. because first of all, people can bang into it, and it's not a mitzvah because it's not on the mezuzah. Rabbi Boavishen, Rabbi Yehuda said, wait a minute, I have a brisa which says, vafilu lo samro. I don't interpret this brisa. I have brisa which says that even if you didn't nail it in, it's still kosher. That if you took a stick like this and put it in your doorway and didn't even nail it in, my brisa says it's kosher. What am I supposed to do with that brisa? So says Mora, furthermore, it's a contradiction. But tani busha simro. We learned elsewhere that the stick might be kosher, but only if you nailed it into the doorpost. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef Ushiyichto Lechein. The truth is, it doesn't matter if you nail it in or not. It has to be designated. I don't know if designated is the right word. It has to be let's call it exclusively designated for the purpose of that doorway. Mm-hmm. So you have to be a vatel it there.
Dedicated,
right? Yeah, then even if you don't actually nail it in, as long as nailing it is usually a sign of dedication, right? But even if you don't nail it in, if you relinquish it there, it's okay. Says the Gemara, the truth is it's not 100%. So Beis Melion, there used to be people in the house of Melion, which is a noble house. They also came, they used to take a portable mezuzah pumseus to their army camps. So we see that that there is, so although it probably wasn't halachically necessary nor halachically valid, but we see that there is an Indian, you know, it's a nice thing to take a mezuzah wherever you go. It's people.
The
mezuzahs, they do tefillin.
They
do
like mezuzah campaigns.
But it sounds like the mezuzah on the train. That's what I was thinking. You know, there's a mezuzah on the train. Okay, Shmuel Amar, Nosol Lifnei Mitepach.
What's
Pumas? Pumas is an army. An army camp. Shmuel Amar, Nosol Lifnei Mitepach. You put more than a tefach inside the doorway. The doorways were thick. You put more than a tefach inside the doorway, or another version has more than a tefach buried into the wall, psula is possible. The old days used to bury the mezuzah in the wall in order that the goyim shouldn't come and desecrate it. Rezir Shem Shmuel said, Tzorshia Shmashul Aros HaPesach. The way you put it, the Shema, the word Shema is opposite the doorway, meaning that when you roll it, the word Shema should be directly opposite. We have to name Shakai on the outside. That's how we can tell, but that should be directly opposite the opening.
In Israel today, they also have it. It's like hollowed out in the doorway. That's what you
mean. Right. Some people still have it that way. Mm-hmm. Right. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shem, especially in the older buildings. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shem, Rabbi Zira said, the truth is, that's probably the way it should be done, because that's in the mezuzah, right? The way we do it is really like the stick. It happens to be we nail it to the door, so the stick is bought out there, right? But really, our case is the similar problem to the problem of the stick, which you take wherever you go. So it's better, actually, probably to make an indentation, cement it.
In the old city, even in newer buildings.
Yeah, Meshar, in places like that, that's the way they're built. Okay, says Mark. Rabbi Yerusha Mazir said, Kini Mas Nisa is a way to, the way Korban Eda has learned it, it's a question. Is this a way to learn the Mishnah? What about the following, that you have to have the Shema see the opening? What about the following case? This is like a revolving door. Okay, you have a tzir, a hinge, which has two doors on it, right? So, no sinalism shem shiirtzus halachas. You can put it on either side, either way going in or the way going out, because the door is revolving. So there's no way of knowing which is primary, one the inside or the outside. So you can put it on either side. But in any event, the question is, you can even put it in the middle, actually, I should say. Even on the hinge, which is in the middle, right? Because that's also mezuzah, right? So, hech shoma shmashla rosa pesa. So here, if you have two openings, how does the shma see both openings? Especially if it's on the middle hinge, so the shma is only facing one of the two openings, not both, right? It doesn't answer the question. Says the Gemara, similarly, however, by Shishul Shnei Pesachim, a house which has two doors. Now, these are two doors adjacent to each other. Notice, brother, you put it in the door which is your custom to go in and out. Or Yishnei, you have both of them your custom going in and out. Notice, Mechazis, you put in the one which is more, which Mechazis means has more of a front, is more dignified or more significant. Or Yishnei, Mechazis, if they're both significant, No says the mem shirts, they put in whichever one you want. Now, of course, play, but when they're immediately next to each other, otherwise it doesn't work. Otherwise, each door requires a mezuzah. This is where they're right next to each other, in the front of the house or wherever they are. Okay? Says the Gemara, very interesting Gemara. Pesach Shubasuch, a doorway which opens legag to a roof, ulegina, or to a garden. So, and there's no way out of the roof of the garden except to come back down again. So it's like opening the Beis HaMikdash open to the chel. You know the openings of the Beis HaMikdash were chayav potter from mezuzah. Potter. So this is also part of the mezuzah because it's not going into a house, it's going out of the house this doorway, right? Says the Gemara, that's the very Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Say when it's open to the rooftop or to the backyard, it's like open to the marketplace. And therefore, when you put the mezuzah on the right side, when you're walking, which direction?
Into the house
from the roof or from the garden. Mm-hmm. There's actually a big modern machlokas about a mere peset. If you have a porch, which way do you put the mezuzah, going out or going in? So the Chaznish holds, which sounds like from our Gemara, on the way in. Even though it's a mere peset, right, you're not coming from outside in the street, but since it's way into the house, so you put in the mezuzah on the way going in, which it sounds like from here also. But the Mount Amr holds that a roof needs a mezuzah, puts the mezuzah on the way going in. But Ramosha says you put it on the way going out. And Ramosha's logic is that it's a courtyard. A courtyard has its own chiyuv and mezuzah, especially since it's roofed over. So therefore, it's significant in and of itself, so therefore you put a mezuzah on the way going in, not on the way going. Mezuzah on the way going out to the porch, not on the way coming back in again. Okay.
Put it on the way in.
On the way in. Yeah, that's the way most people do it. But that's that's not a raya, because there you have access.
Possible you could come in through the alley.
The alley, sure. Right. We're telling you where there's no access on the other side. Okay. Says more further. Hadar b'chutz la'aretz, somebody lives in chutz la'aretz, v'hadar b'pundiki b'eretz Yisrael, and somebody staying in a motel in Eretz Yisrael, shlosh miyom for further 30 days, in a tzarech litei mezuzah, he doesn't have to put a mezuzah. Hadar b'burgenin, somebody lives in a hut, shlosh miyom for 30 days, at that point, tzarech litei mezuzah, he has to give a mezuzah. There's some people in Machmir that say, if you intend to live in a place for 30 days, you even have to do it right away, the moment you move in, but we're not Machmir like that. There's some who hold fakir. They say the moment you can't put up the mezuzah until 30 days have passed, because you're not yet kavua there that you have a right to put up a mezuzah, which I don't think is true either. I think you can put up a mezuzah anytime. 30 days is a leeway, but there are those who try to explain it both those ways which I just described to you. Hasoch abayis b'yisruz basis soil, some of you both rent a house from a Jew, tzorchli te mezuzah, has put up a mezuzah, and an Eretz Yisrael doesn't get 30 days, as you know, right away. And if it's a motel in Eretz Yisrael, he also gets 3 days for it. If he rents a house, because if you should rent Eretz Yisrael, he has to put a mezuzah right away. Hasoga b'ayis mi'akum. In Tushami, it's actually a chiddush, but we bask in this way. It's on the Bavli. Some of you who rents a house from a goy, also tzarchli the mezuzah. He has to make a mezuzah. Ukshu yaitzi, when he goes out, noitel, he can take the mezuzah with him. Ukshu yaitzi, if he's renting a house from a Jew, also allowed tzos kein, you're not allowed to take the mezuzah when you leave. Why? Because it's probably the next Jew of the mitzvah. And we're very machmer this nowadays because of this next Maisa. It says, Rabbi Yaakov Rachav Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua said, Maisa She'ira, because the Maisa just occurred. Maisa Be'echot, Shenot, was the guy who once took the mezuzah on the door when he moved out, and it was a house which was rented from a Jew. And Voyakov is born of, he buried his kids, meaning his children died before the Avera of taking off the mezuzah with him. It's very scary Gemara. Somebody who lives in a motel for 30 days in Chutz La'aretz and a tzarech litei mezuzah, doesn't have to put a mezuzah. Im nasan lo yito, but if you put it up, and assuming it's, I guess, a Jewishly owned motel, you cannot take it off. Rabbi Yaakov Rachav Shem Rabbi Yeshua said her name Maisa Shira again because this Maisa which occurred. Maisa Bechot Shenota Ve'okrev is Bonov. Someone who took on the mezuzah and he buried his kids. Chuldas Hamolim. Now Chuldas Hamolim is are holes in the mountains and in the hills. Literally they mean mole hills, right? Chayav mezuzah. If people live in there, then they're chayiv mezuzah. Chalon, interesting top, interesting contraption, very nogeya to our present day weather. Chalon shu arba larba, a window which is 4x4 amos. Very large window, obviously. What were they used to use it for? Shavadim Yoshim Sham, the slaves would sit there, Manifin Ribonim, and they would wave the fans at their masters in the time of great heat. Why can't we have slaves like this nowadays? So, Chayov and Mezuzah, they're Chayov and Mezuzah. Okay? Lulia Elu. Now, Lulia usually means like a chicken coop. Now, here, according to Pnei Mo, somebody says, Carmen says, talking about the chiyuv mezuzah of a chicken coop. But I'm not so sure about that, because a chicken coop might be considered to be a disgusting place. Mm. Right? So yes, but I'm not sure, you know, it depends. By barns, it depends what kind of usage it sees. You know, if it's like mixed usage, then it is chiyuv mezuzah. If it's not mixed usage, it's both of them mezuzah. So maybe it's mixed usage here. But the Shai Torah so gives a very interesting shot. He says a lul also means like a narrow passageway. It's a narrow passageway by which people climb up to their second floor apartments. It's like a stairwell. So it's a lulia elu. These passageways are. I'm sorry, lulia elu gabi elu. There's a passageway top passageway. Chaim mezuzah, chaim mezuzah. Why? Hein du doras learning like charter. So because he steps a skupta. Araisa, he steps on this ladder as his threshold on the ground, meaning that he goes up and ascends this ladder to get home. So therefore, going through this passageway is considered to be going through a passageway leading to his house, and therefore it's chayv and mezuzah. Any passageway going to your house is liable in mezuzah, even if it's not by four amos. So even let's say it's a very small walkway to get to your house through those steps, but since they're on the way to your house, so they're for the chayiv and mezuzah. Okay, and they says more further. Rabbi Yossi Avim Mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi said the lo chama lula the Rabbi Lezer. They never saw the steps up in Rabbi Lula's house. Sorry. The Avi Midaito and the Chol Rabbanu, because there that was a case where all the rabbis agreed that a mezuzah, and he put a mezuzah. Tefillin mezuzah mikodim. What comes first? Tefillin mezuzah. If you only have money for one, which you buy first? Shmuel mar mezuzah kodemus. Buy mezuzah first. Rav Chuna mar tefillin kodemus. You buy tefillin first. My time is Shmuel. What's the logic? Shmuel shekain he no hegus biyom and toivim, because it applies to yontav and shabbos. So mezuzah applies agantzi or the entire time. What's Lajra Ravuna? That film comes first. Shekin you know this in Farshi Yomi, because people go down to Steve Ochimid Borim and go out to the desert. They are Chai Mezuzah in Tefillin as well, whereas Mezuzah they're not. Masisa Mesala Shmuel, we have a price which indicates like Shmuel. It says Tefillah Shibola, the film which went bad, Oisimosa Mezuzah. You can make a Mezuzah. It sounds like it's upgrading the Kedusha. As Mezuzah Shibola, Eno Simosa Tefillin. You can't downgrade to something which was supposed to be Mezuzah making the Tefillin. Lama, why is that? Shemali Makoshal meaning go up and not down. Now it's interesting because the Or Samech points out the Bavli holds the exact opposite. The Bavli holds that tefillin is more kadosh than a mezuzah. But here it says a mezuzah is more kadosh than tefillin. You see the very basic difference. What's more kadosh? And I guess one could darsh the reasons for both of them. But Hadra Loch Perka Kuri Oymeid Bakula Mesech Namagila Barach Meishmaya.
I believe
Pasuk.
Is it like
the Bavli? I believe Pasuk is Bavli in this case. You could take a mezuzah and make a tefillin, but not tefillin and take a mezuzah.
And if you only have money for one?
Tefillin. The Yushami holds mezuzah, but we hold tefillin. Okay. Next mesechta. Countdown begins. How many more blots we have left? Let's see. Chagiga, I think it's 24. Twenty-two in Chagiga, and Moy Cotton then is 19, 41 blood to finish the Seder. Okay, we'll probably finish it a little bit behind because by the time I get back. It's going to be, no, maybe we'll finish on time, but I'm probably a little bit behind. I think not quite half up, but it's that week. Okay. Hakol Chayavin. Then, like, we'll have only 40 blood left. We'll cut it down. Hakol Chayavin. You'll get to go nice and early tonight. Hakol Chayavin. Viria. Not it's all so early now. I know it's okay. Hakol Chayavin. Viria. Area is chayav to be in Riya. Riya means to come to the base of Mikdash. To be seen by a Kodesh Baruch Hu on Yotip. Everybody's got to come. Chutz, with the exception of Chayresh, Shoyte V'Katan, our old friends, and a couple more. The Tum Tum, person who was sex is unsure because you cannot see, is genitalia. Andregonus, whose sex is certainly both. Noshim, Noshim, women. V'Avadim Shem Shuchrem, slaves who have not been freed. Hachiger, lame people. Hasuma, blind people. Achola, a sick person. Zokin, an old man. Somebody who cannot go on his feet. Ezukata, what's a child who's not Nachayv in Riya, who doesn't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash? Only one who's so small that Sheena Yochol Lirkov Al Ksevo Shalavim, that he cannot ride on his father's shoulder, Velalos and Gaut Mushlaim Laharbais, Divrei Beis Shammai. Everybody else has got to go. Some of still says a little bit older, Kol Sheena Yochol not ride on his father's shoulders, but he can't. Yachol lechols hold on to the hand beyond the shalavim, alos ushlaim barabas, go up ushlaim to arabais, as it's shenamar, it says, shalosh rigolim. You have to be able to walk up, and walk up means that actually you could walk on your own, holding on to your father's hand. Okay? Says the Gemara, mas nisin b'riyas korba. Aramish is talking about being seen by Hashem, bringing a korban to Hashem. And then, there are various degrees of expectation. However, Aval Beriyas Purim, to come to the Beis Hamikdash without a korban, just to be there on Yotif, Afil Katan Chayv, even a child is Chayv. Minado, from here. It says, now this is, from here, it's about Hakel, not about Yotif. It says, Hakel, so I'm gathering together the nation, the Anoshim, the men, Anoshim, the women, Vataf, and the offspring. Now, here it says, even the Taf have got to come, which is very young offspring. V'ein katan gadol mitaf, is a katan not older than a Taf, so therefore if a Taf, which are very young, have to come for everything, certainly the katan has to come for everything as well. Okay? So the katan has got to come participate in being seen in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't be a korban, because he can't be properly mocked in a korban. Katan can't be mocked in a korban to Hashem, but he can be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, and he must come to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the question is that the Reis of the Rabbanan. What would you say? That the Kohen has to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash. The Katan. Yeah. I would say the Rabbanan too. And the Mashbiach says that the next Reis is brought to bring down and prove it's the Rabbanan. And you'll see why he says that, even though you probably won't agree with him.
Well, isn't it just for chinuch purposes?
You'll see what the Mashbiach says. You probably won't agree with him. The Tanya we learned, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Ma'aseh Avot Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Lo Zechasma, Shu'u Ma'alchim Miyam Melud, they were walking from Yam Netulud. V'Gvilu Rabbi Yeshua Bekin, they went to greet Rabbi Yeshua Bekin. Armand, so he said, Ma'achid Shayolachem Bebeiz Amedr Shayol. What's us to Galant Naya signed? What did you learn? What was doing the base matters? Armand, so he said, Akol Tamidecha, roll your students. It's your waters we drink. We don't want to tell you. Tell us what you heard. Armand answered, he said, no, Aval Bichai, nevertheless, Eev Shalom Beisem Menish Belo Yeh, B'Shalo Yeh, Bo Dov V'Chosh B'Chosh B'Chosh. It's not possible to have such a thriving base medrash, like ours over here, and I have something new come out every day. It's not shy. Mishav Asram, who darshan there? Armand Lo, he said, Lo, Zemen Asayim. Maisa Droshos, Maisa Parshos, what parsha do you speak about? So he spoke about Hakel. Hakel saw him gather together the nation, Anoshim, the men, Anoshim and the women, the Taf and the child children. Pasach ba, and Rabbi Elazar is open with this, and he said, Amar hol vanoshim boim lumold. I understand the men come to learn. Vanoshim lishma, the women come to hear. Vataf lumabo, why the children have to come? Here we have it explicitly, in order to give reward to those who bring them. Now, the Mashbiach says, who brings them? Be careful. Who brings them?
The
name! Who brings them? Name! Who brings them?
Themselves.
That's what the Mashbiach says. It's a raya that there's a chiv on the child to come himself. That's who brought this down. It's a raya that the kid has to come himself, not because of chinuch. An independent chiv, he should be maybe a satsma to the Beis HaMikdash. That's how he learns this. It's pretty far-fetched, but that's what Mashbiach says.
The Mishnah said that the father either has to carry the child or hold his hand.
Right.
So how can Mashbiach say that the child is bringing himself?
For hakel. For hakel, the child brings himself. Here, in Soibat, even when we bring them even younger than... They can even bring themselves, so it's all there. It's certainly not the mitzvah on the kid itself, but it's still a mitzvah. When the kid is a little bit older, then the mitzvah on the kid himself. That's what we're saying. Okay. Shadzumar Armalam, he said to him, "Ain other Yosem generation is not orphaned. Shabbu Lezmer Azariah B'Tochur Lezmer Azariah flourishes among them." Asked Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah, like that which Rabbi Lezer Azariah says, the Lok Ben Azai, Sari Ben Azai. The Yitamam, because he learned over there. Mikanam Arbenazim here Benazim said, Chayav Adam Lulamid is Bito Torah. A woman has to teach his daughter Torah. Why? Sheim Tishte. Why? Don't get so high up in it. Sheim Tishte. You'll see. She could say, she comes to Soita. And she has to drink the bitter water, Teda, and she should know, if since she learned Torah, that the schus is what allows her to stay alive. So teach a Torah North note, she gets straight from Sota waters. She shouldn't attribute it to anything other than miraculous intervention because of previous mitzvahs which she did. It's kind of a backhanded compliment. Yeah. But anyway, the Lord of Messiah obviously doesn't hold it because he says that the women came, right, lite lishmoa. Lishmoa means here not to learn, so they obviously have no chiv of Talmud Torah the same way. Okay? Cheresh.
So does a Talmud Torah cause them?
No. Saying since she learned Torah, she mistum and learned about Sota and knows that the reason why sometimes they're not checked is because they have schuyos. So she's going to know that point. Okay? Chevrai B'Shem Rebbe Lezer said. Now, the truth is that here the gears is kind of messed up. Let's look at the Reed Baz. Baz is in the bottom of the fine print, which marks your eyes on the left hand side. He brings down, skipping his words of introduction to the third line that says in the Ritbaz, Tzarech Lomar has to say, that's the beginning of the line, the first word in the line, Tzarech Lomar, this way it has to be reread in the Gemara. So I remember, they wanted to say, what's a cheresh? Shomei v'enu medaber, somebody who's deaf, mute, right? So I remember, they wanted to say, Shomei v'enu medaber, cheresh. Medaber v'enu shomea, cheresh. How do you know somebody can speak but cannot hear that he also is a cheresh? So Rabbi Shem said, Laman Yishmun V'yumedun. It says they have to be able to hear and to teach. So if you can't hear, that then you're a cheresh as well, right? Rabbi Yirmi said, Adamra, I'm still reading Ribas. Adamra, this teacher says, the lace clawly the Rebbe clawly. That this teacher says the generalizations Rebbe made are not proper generalizations. Why? Because Lutina, we learned, because obviously in our Mishnah, it sounds like the Cheresh we're talking about is the Cheresh who's always scared of the Cheresh Shreit V'Katan, who's the deaf mute. But we just said, no, even a person who's deaf and not mute cannot participate in, or is exempt from participating in the Hakel process, right? Because you can't, or even for, in the not the Hakel process, in the Re'ia process, because it says they come up to Shlaim to be hear and to listen, to hear and to teach. So if they cannot hear, so therefore they're exempt, right? So the Cheresh Ramesh, is it actually a deaf mute? No, it's even a deaf guy. Just deaf, who's not mute, because he cannot hear the message. Okay? So therefore, Rebbe's principle, which is generic principles that Cheresh is always Cheresh, are not always true. Cheresh is not always a Cheresh. Sometimes he's a half a Cheresh. Okay? Says the Moed. The Tzinyan Tamon. Now, the truth is, might as well continue here in the Ritbaz. The Ritbaz says, Utninan Tamon. Utninan, another proof. We learned, Cheresh Shenechlat. If you have a Cheresh who underwent the Chalitza process, V'acheresh Shechotza, or the woman is a Cheresh. V'choletz is the Katan, or somebody who does Chalitza on a Katan, if the brother of the deceased husband is a Katan, Chalitza Sapsula. Her Chalitza is no good. Rabbi Yochanan would say, "She'en Yochanan Lomar There's a story about a case where the reason why they're no good is because they cannot speak. They cannot speak. V'amar v'amar, and it says in the parsha, he shall say and she shall say. So the Messiah, Rabbi Yonah. So this is a right to Rabbi Yonah. What did Rabbi Yonah say? Rabbi Yonah said, I'm the lace clay, the Rabbi clawing. The clawing of Rabbi and not the al clawing. And you see that here as well. Because here by Chalitza, even if a guy is just mute, not deaf, he still can't do Chalitza. Even if she's mute and not deaf, she still can't do Chalitza. Why? Because they're words to enunciate and verbalize, and they can't do them, right? So here we see that even though Rebbe there uses the word Cheresh too, their Cheresh means can't talk. Here it means somebody who's mute and can't talk. There it means somebody who can, who's not, here it's somebody who's here it's somebody who cannot hear but can't talk. There it's somebody who can hear but cannot talk. Okay. And so Cheresh is not always the same Cheresh. Okay, says more further. Rabbi Yochan Boy, going back to the Gemara where we pick after where the Ritbanj ends off. Rabbi Yochan asks, Cheresh bozno achas mo. What if a guy is deaf in only one ear? Because he can't, does he chayv in Riyah? I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabun, machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabun. So it means machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbana. Grammatical machlokas. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Livnei aron ta'aseh kutonos. The children of Arbaron make shirts. Puro. Rabbana ramreya, it says shirts. Puro shtei kutonos. Cholachat vechot. Each guy has a lot of uniform, two shirts apiece. Rabbi Yossi ma'a filu kutonos echas cholachat vechot. No. Even one uniform per person is good enough. My time in the middle of the Rabbana. How do Rabbana have a shirt? Uniform. Talk about the uniform.
Yeah. So if each son has a shirt and he has four sons, so it's four shirts, so it's kutanos. It's not.
That's Rabbi Yossi's for. Rabbanan say for each one make them shirts. Vilivnei, for each one of the children make them shirts. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Amar Yossi says like you, afil kutanos echad l'chol echad bechad, even one shirt per person. My time the Rabbanan. What's like Rabbanan? Li nei ronta second nose. For the children of Aaron make kutanos, right? Same pasuk we just had a minute ago. Ma'itan Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason Rabbi Yossi? It means it says lekuf, which is for 100, but it could also be lekol for all. That's how the Mashbiach changes it. So it says for lekol me'ar bnei Aaron ta'aseh kutanos, make for the 100 kids of Aaron kutanos. In other words, make as many kutanos as you need, which is of course going to be more than one. But do not make more than one per person. Okay? Says the Gemara, V'hacha, here too, Tikras HaTorah Zos Nei Kol Yisrael Bozneim. Read the Torah opposite all the Jews in their ears. Rabbanan Amrei Shtei Oznaim, Klech Vechon. Everybody's got to have two ears. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Afil Oizen Achas L'Klech Vechon. Just like you said, it means uniforms, one per person, so two ears, one per person is enough. Okay. Now, Shaitan, amazing Gemara. Why did Shaitan Potter from going to Aliza Regal? I don't remember this from the Bavli, but I haven't looked at in a long time. Because I told Aresa, Ladas, you've been shown to know. And a Shaitan, can he know anything? No. So therefore, why should you go to Aliza Regal? No point. Okay, it's very succinct and very straightforward. I don't remember that. Ravi, figure the type of thing which would stick. Ravi, Ibu Barnagri, how many of the seamen they were sitting? Armand said, see, we learned Ezu Kotter, Shane, Kol Shane, Yochalir Kovak, Table Shavi. What's a cotton to exempt from Olusri? Anybody who can't even write a part of the shoulder. Ask why, I understand, but Kotter Shomeh, but Kotter Medaber, it says, Laman Yishmu, Laman Yilmadu. To hear and to teach. What is he going to say? And what's he going to hear? And what's he going to teach? He's too young. Chosen Vam, and they said no. They reneged. They said it says Kol Zuchurcha. The Rabbis is a kata and includes a child. Ask Mar Vayemar Kol Zuchurcha. The Rabbis is a cherish. Maybe it includes a deaf or a mute guy. No. L'man Yishmu V'Yilmadu. Says in order they should hear and they should listen. Probably cherish as opposed to a deaf mute or a deaf guy or a mute guy. So ask Mar Vayemar L'man Yishmu V'Yilmadu. L'man Yilmadu. Probably kata. Why could you say to the Drush around? Say the Mayashmu Yilmadu, not a cotton, who cannot hear, not because he can't, but he's not listening. Umayyumadun is going to learn, and of course he's not there for learning. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Me'achash Kosev Echad Marbe. Since what pasuk includes Kol Zchurcha, all your meals. Pasuk Echad Marbe, one diminishes, precludes. It says only the ones who are gedolim and similar ones, right? So in any event, so there I say, therefore, marbani as a cotton shu roi lavo lachazman, I include a cotton who's going to grow up and become chayev, umotzi chesh, and I preclude a cheresh sheino roi lavo lachazman because he's never going to be suitable. So cotton I include because eventually they'll be suitable, but a cheresh is never going to be suitable. How am I going to include it?